From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry is calling the latest United Nations sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. The UN Security Council unanimously agreed Friday on a U.S. resolution to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its illicit weapons programs. Nikki Haley is U.S. Ambassador to the UN.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect. But for the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response. This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
Sunday statement from North Korea said that countries that support the resolution would be held completely responsible and that Pyongyang would make sure forever and ever that they pay a heavy price. Spain's King Felipe VI has used his traditional Christmas Eve address to call on Catalonia's newly elected parliament to renounce further moves towards independence. In a televised speech on Sunday night, the king said that the way forward cannot once again lead to confrontation or exclusion. The king gave the address 4 days after a regional parliamentary election resulted in separatist parties being voted back into power. Spain's prime minister dissolved the previous parliament after it voted in October to declare Catalonia an independent republic. This is VOA News.